So the first gift is a lotus. Do you understand? Do I understand? I'm afraid to say no. I've been thinking about this for about probably 4 to 6 weeks now, and I still haven't got any notes written down in front of me. That's the nature of it. But it's because the more I think about it, the more I think of the lotus is completely mysterious. You know the story of the Buddha when he holds up that lotus just so, and there's only one in the audience that understands. Only one in the audience that understands what the lotus means. And I feel like that. I feel just like that. I feel that I'm that person sat right next to Mahakashyapa. And I'm there going, what? what are you smiling at? Please tell me. And it is this. It's because the more I've been thinking about it, the more it's completely mysterious, the gift that Bhante's given to us. This notion of personal development, I'm going to be picky because I work with quite a lot of people who are into mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, acceptance and commitment therapy, all these kind of things where they've kind of robbed bits of Buddhism and rebadged them and marketed them as their own. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the mystery. It doesn't sum up the wonder and the magic of what Bhante's given us. But I have to talk about something, so I will talk about, I'll start talking about meditation. I mean, basically, it might surprise you, but I don't get into dhyana every day. But it's becoming less of a mystery to me why. And the reason why I don't is, I'm afraid to say, I love my hindrances more than I love higher states of consciousness. I'm attached to them. I mean, if I look at the lotus, there's the bit that's up in the air enjoying the sunlight, and then there's the roots down in the mud. And the problem is, I quite like the mud. So I'd just like to say that my understanding is growing, and I do understand more. But basically, it's only when I stop loving the mud as much and stop loving the sense desires, stop loving the karma loka more than the rupa loka, that I get into dhyana, that I get into higher states of consciousness. So the thing about the hindrances is I've been thinking about them quite a bit recently, experiencing them quite a lot as well, obviously, and they're just unethical action. They're the mental equivalent of unethical action. The first, obviously, is greed. The second is, obviously, hatred. But the next three, they're this defence of the delusion of the self. Restlessness and anxiety. Sloth and torpor. And doubt and indecision. They're just ways of defending myself. So I keep thinking about that. I keep thinking of the gift that Bhante's given me, which is understanding of the threefold way, understanding of wisdom, and understanding that every step of the way I need to be leaving behind my fixed sense of self. Of course, when I then look at the other things that Bhante's given us, is ethics. And I just love the beautiful simplicity of the gift that Bhante's given us. Greed, hate and delusion, those are the things that I need to overcome. Love, generosity and wisdom, that's what I need to develop. And basically, that's what our ethics do. That's all they do. There's no mumbo jumbo. There's no additional extras. That's it. It's just pure, simple and beautiful. So that's the bottom end. Let's talk about the top end of the lotus, folding out into the light. been through quite a difficult time over the last few years. I'm really glad to be here, as it happens, despite standing in front of loads of people. And I'm really glad to be here because I tried samsara for a while. It didn't work out, thank goodness. And basically, what I did is I let myself give in to one of the four maras that I think Vajrayogini is drinking the blood of, which is Yama Mara. That's the Mara of destroying. And that's what I did for quite a long time. I destroyed everything with my intellect. I managed to get to a point where most things were meaningless and nothing was any value. And it's a horrible place to be. And if there's any order members who knew me at the time, I apologise, because it was not very nice to be around me either. But basically, I was in a state of rubble. I just looked around and there was nothing around me apart from rubble. Apart from one thing, this thread. This beautiful thread, which I don't understand. And this is the bit I really don't understand. Because I don't know and understand how I picked up that thread. And I don't understand how it's inspiring me. All I know was, since starting to follow that thread, I seem to be happy. I seem to be experiencing more joy than I thought possible. And that's the beauty of the thread, and that's the beauty of the top of the lotus, and I don't understand why. What I do understand, though, is that intellect and giving a free rein can just run amok. It just follows your desires. And if your desires aren't very good, that's the nature of what you're going to get with your intellect. So, very briefly looking at, that's been what I've been coming away from. Maybe that's what I'm going towards. What I'd like to do now is just say thank you to Bhante. I'd like to say thank you to Bhante's disciples. I'd like to say a few things. So, thank you to Bhante and to Bhante's disciples for writing the things that gave me a kick at the backside when I needed it. Thank you, Bhante, for giving us a beautiful set of ethics, which is kind of unparalleled in its clarity. Thank you for giving us a system of meditation, Bhante, that works. And thank you, and I feel it's odd to say, but thank you, Bhante, for opening up the gates to the deathless. And also having the patience to put up with us moaning and whining while we come to the conclusion or come to the discovery that to pass through it, we kind of have to die. So thank you very much. And thank you for basically every sense of meaningfulness, every sense of satisfaction, every true sense of wonder and magic that I've ever felt in my entire life. So thank you very much, Bhante. So for the gift of the lotus and for daring us to take it, I say thank you, Bhante. Thank you.